We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Falcons Monday, brought to you by Comcast. Experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity XFi. A lot more Falcons conversation coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to get the phone lines open, Randy, in about 24 minutes from right now, 404-741-0929. And question is simple. What was the thing that bothered you most about yesterday's loss? What was it? We'll dig into all that, a lot more numbers, more audio from yesterday after the game as well. But we'll get the phone lines open. Then we'll get to an NFL No Huddle in just a minute as well.
Yeah, man. I mean, we want to hear you, Falcon fans. I mean, of course, I know you. Everybody mad, and I know on Friday I said y'all could cuss when Wendy, because Wendy's back in the studio. When she answered the phone, don't cuss it, Wendy. Okay, and don't cuss on that. Well, I was just having fun with it. But yeah, just a big week. My weekend. I want to know about you though, because I was waiting. Because, you know, I usually don't tweet on the weekend. I put my phone down and everything, you know, just to take a break from it. But I was hoping that we would get a picture. You did send us a picture of baby girl. But it wasn't a picture in the onesie. So how'd it go down, and what happened?
What do you mean on Saturday? The Appalachian State onesie, didn't show up in time. Oh, the what?
No, with the Falcons onesie. Was it a Falcons onesie or a Seattle? Which one did she wear?
Oh, I don't remember. What happened? It was okay. Was that yesterday? Did the Falcons and Seahawks play yesterday?
I love. Don't admit nothing, because if nobody saw the picture, then it didn't happen. So that's why I'm just curious about that.
I plead the fifth. Okay, all right, cool. Look, here's the deal. Grandma is in charge. All right, Grandma's in charge, and Grandma made the Grandma's changing diapers. I'm getting ready for the game, getting everything ready at the house, and Grammy snuck in the back room and she dressed Lily for the day. Okay, so. If that's a sufficient answer to your question, then hopefully it is.
It is good for me, brother. It's good for me because, you know, grandmama, they don't, you know, they run stuff. They might not pay a bill in the house, but when they come there, it's their house. So whatever.
Yeah, it's her house. Yeah. It's her house. Exactly. You know, and they're going back to the West Coast on Wednesday, so I want everybody to have a good time on Sunday and feel good.
Hold on. Everybody going back Wednesday?
Yes. And I don't know how soon everybody's coming back out here, but we are going to look at condos again after the show today. So Grammy does want to have the option to come out here and be here whenever she can, which is awesome. Absolutely support it. Like,
yeah, your mama rich, man. She's talking about buying a place in Atlanta just to come visit. Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, all of a sudden she snuck up and she's just rich now. Like, oh, cool. That's awesome. That's nice. But yeah, no, she made the decision yesterday, you know, That's how Lily was dressed. Is that
okay? That answers my question, homie. I'm good. I'm cool.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm good too. No pictures were taken, and I made very clear: don't put any of that on social media. I don't need any flack for this. You're the one who's in charge. Just keep that off the internet, and we're good to go. All right, we'll also get to the Wendy Zone coming up at 11:40 as well. Let's kick off the 11 o'clock hour with an NFL No Huddle.
We're going No Huddle.
With the midday show No Huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go!
NFL No Huddle brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile. And there was a lot of fun stories from yesterday in week one of the NFL season. I don't know if I enjoyed anything more than seeing this happen in New England, though.
First down and 10 outside the 10 of the Dolphin 11. Burkhead now to the backfield in motion left. Newton fakes to him, rolls to the right. Cam's going to run it to the 10. Outside to the 5. Newton to the pylon. Touchdown! Yeah. Patriots! His second in his New England debut.
That's a man right there, boy. Woo!
Yeah, Cam Newton pretty solid in his debut as the New England Patriot. Didn't throw the ball a ton, but ran it plenty. Got in the end zone a couple times. They beat the Dolphins by a score of 21-11. And I know Brian called me Yellow Jacket Bunky in the 10 o'clock hour.
Right.
He was Yellow Jacket Cam yesterday. Did you see what he wore to that stadium?
Dude.
You see how he showed up dressed?
He's the one that he can get away with it, dog. I mean, I would never wear no yellow canary suit. That's just me. But he looked sharp. I liked it. But, yeah, he was fabulous yesterday. And the reason why is because the game plan, you saw the game plan from the jump of what Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick want to do with him. As long as Cam stays healthy, that is going to be what they're going to do. They're going to be efficient in the pass game, which they were relying a lot on play action. You didn't see a lot of him dropping back, a lot of play action, and you're able to do that when you can run the football the way they do. But he had 15 runs yesterday, and 14 of them were design runs.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about it. They were all mostly were design runs for Cam Newton to run the football. So I thought Cam looked fine. And as he gets more comfortable with the receivers and they get more comfortable, then they will, you know, evolve the offense more in the passing game. But right now, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, because the one thing about Cam, people don't realize Cam 6'5", 2 whatever. Cam is a big man.
Yes.
And so he's going to be able to take that. I know a lot of people say, well, Lamar ain't nowhere near what Cam Newton is as far as body mass. And so I think Cam was going to be fine. I love the game plan that they had. And my damn Dolphins. He's one of my favorite teammates I've ever had in my life. All right. Fitzy, I love him. One of my favorite teammates. But this is what Fitzy does, man. This is what he does. He does. We loved him last year, the energy and everything, and then he'll come back and start the season as a starter, and this is always the first thing he does, throwing damn interceptions.
What's the point of not having Tua Tagovailoa in the game?
I don't know.
He's healthy, right? Like,
I don't know. That's the thing about it. The thing about it, you could say, is he healthy or not? But he's the backup quarterback, so if something happened to Fitzy, he's going
to
go in.
Right, he
would
have
to play. I just look at it, maybe they didn't want to play him, but no, yeah. Tua will be there sooner than later.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. There was a lot of people making jokes about putting him in at halftime and all that, and they didn't do that. But back to Cam quickly, and then we'll get to some of the other big stories from the weekend. You and I said this the entire time with Cam Newton in New England. Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick aren't going to ask him to do anything that he can't do. Like, they're going to use him the way that he's obviously physically built to run the football. And as he gets more comfortable in the offense throwing it, they're going to ramp it up a little bit. But they used him perfectly because that's what they do. When you're a good, smart football coach, as Belichick obviously is, you put your guys in position to succeed, and you don't ask them to do stuff that they're not capable of doing. That does get me back briefly. Just a quick mention, and we're going to spend a lot of time on this throughout the show. That's, to me, the difference between the fourth down call that Dan Quinn made and the fourth down call that Pete Carroll made. Pete Carroll asked DK Metcalf to beat a young corner on an island one-on-one, and he did it because he knows that his guy can do that. Dan Quinn asked Sherrod Neesman to carry the football, and I don't know that I've ever seen him carry the football before on a fake punt. You got to know your guys, man.
You got to know your guys, but I can't say that you shouldn't. I'll go with maybe you shouldn't have called that play than a trusting Rashad Neesman to run that football. Because of the fact that he's a personal protector. Not a lot of personal protectors carry the ball anyways. I'm talking about the guy that usually calls out the snap. So I'm not going to go that far. But, I mean, you know, Bill does what Bill does. Bill is going to adapt to what his players do best, like you said. He knows what Cam does best. He does not do what Tom Brady does. So why are we going to do what Tom Brady did? We're going to do what Cam does best. And you saw that. A lot of stuff looked just like he did in Carolina.
Speaking of Tom Brady, one of the fun parts of yesterday was watching him play and, well, just kind of looked the same that he had. Here's Bruce Arians being very, very honest after the game.
Came out lighting up. We go right down the field and score a touchdown. So I wouldn't say he was out of sync at all until we started screwing it up. We didn't run the ball as well as I thought we would on the edges. We had some success, but we had some good drives and we had some really poor drives. But the turnovers and the penalties were the key.
Yeah, the hard part of it is the Saints won. So that wasn't anything that anybody wanted to see. But watching Tom Brady look like an old Tom Brady, like he has the last couple of years, pretty fun for me to see. I'm not saying he's not going to get better throughout the season. I don't know, get more comfortable with his guys and evolve. But, and this was maybe my favorite meme that I saw of the weekend, Jameis Winston sitting there on the sideline watching Tom Brady look an awful lot like Jameis Winston. Yeah, but I'm still like, bad throws.
I'm not going to put that on. I'm not going to put that kind of on TV.
I mean,
you know what? Both quarterbacks looked old yesterday. Tom didn't look as old as Drew Brees. Drew didn't look like Drew Brees. He didn't. They weren't that great offensively. They were good enough to win that game, but that's not the typical. Mike didn't have any. Mike had two catches for 13 yards.
Three for 17.
Mike Evans.
Or
I mean, I think the communication part on the Mike Evans thing that can be fixed because it looked like Mike read zone. Tom read. He read it like he was going to run a man route. The pick six. That ain't Tom Brady's game right there. Tom Brady does not throw from one hash to the other on a comeback. That's not what he does. That's not one of his stronger things. I look at Gronk. Gronk did not look like Gronk. Gronk looked like he still had a pee on his back. He did not look good, and that goes from the time left. It's one thing to do it in practice. It's another thing when you get out there between the lines. But, yeah, I just, you know, the Saints offensively, they just weren't clicking like they usually are. You know, and give credit to Tampa Bay's defense. They were flying around and smacking folks. But, I think, you know, as Tom gets more comfortable, they'll be fine. I just the Saints, it was just like, defensively they were fine. But I thought offensively they just weren't in that big rhythm that they usually are in.
Yeah, I agree. Both quarterbacks, you know why both quarterbacks looked old, Randy?
Because they're old.
Because they're both old. They're both really, really old. And at some point in the NFL, no matter how talented you are and Hall of Fame and historically great and all that stuff, eventually you don't look like that anymore. It happens to literally every player. And
Kamara did look great, Brian. Alvin Kamara looked great.
Yeah, Kamara did. He looked really good when he got the ball in his hands. He is a great player. You know, the thing that stood out to me as impressive, and this has been true for a while, but that Tampa Bay linebacking core, man, those guys cover space. They get guys on the ground. I mean, Levante David's been good for a long time, but those guys, that's a talented linebacking core that they have there in Tampa.
They're good. They're good. They're good. They're underrated. And David, he's been one of the most underrated defenders for the last 6-7 years. That dude can play ball. But, yeah, I mean, I think Tampa's going to be fine. And I mean, I'm not taking anything away from New Orleans because they won the damn game. They just didn't look like New Orleans. Maybe because Michael Thomas didn't get all his targets that he used to. They did get Emmanuel Sanders in the end zone. Jared Cookie had a big catch on the sideline, but just didn't look like the Saints. Didn't look like it.
Lamar Jackson looked fantastic again yesterday. The Cleveland Browns looked like the Cleveland Browns. I mean, the Ravens just flat blew them out. So I guess put the Browns hype away again for the second year in a row, if there was any. And for all the people just waiting, looking at their watch, waiting for Lamar Jackson and the league to catch up to him, I don't know, man. Maybe Lamar Jackson's just going to be a really good quarterback in the NFL.
He was sensational yesterday. He was so
unbelievable.
Good. You know, he tight end did bail him out in that first down because Lamar, I was like, why'd you throw it so damn hard? But Andrews, he bailed him out. But Lamar was great yesterday. The Ravens were great, and the Browns are the damn Browns. This is calling what it is. The Browns are the damn Browns. I thought the Browns were going to be better, especially defensively. Maybe Baker just ain't that dude. I don't know. I'm not trying to throw the young man away because he does have talent. But right now, I mean, just give the damn ball to Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. All right. And try to get Odell and them involved a little bit. But, I mean, asking Baker to carry an offense, it just ain't been working for him. Now, to his credit, this is his third different play caller in 3 seasons, and that's not a good thing for a young quarterback to develop. It truly isn't. You saw what it did to a lot of young players in this league. But, yeah, man, the Browns are going to be the Browns until they're not the Browns.
He's played, I think, in 30 NFL games, and he's had 4 different head coaches. So that's unusual. That's not a very good situation. Nonetheless, I mean, he's the number one draft pick, and it's on his shoulders at times, and he hasn't lived up to the hype. Speaking of number one draft pick this year, Joe Burrow had a good debut. Joe Burrow looked pretty good. He's certainly elusive in the pocket. He's going to want to get rid of the ball a little sooner, though, because he's going to get himself killed if he's running around back there like that every single game. They had a chance to tie the game at the end. Their kicker, the Cincinnati Bengals kicker, hurts himself, which, I mean, just has to drive you crazy.
He better be damn hurt.
Like, really hurt. Like, he's got to be out for the
really
season.
Hurt. Yeah, but no, I thought Joe, he was fine. You're right. But when you're playing against those two rushers and Bosa and Melvin, you better get rid of the damn ball because they were hunting him all game long. I tell you what, it was so great to see AJ back out there playing and everything. But, yeah, the one thing I noticed about when I was watching that game, as much as I love him, Tyrod Taylor, they got to speed Herbert's development up, man. And I know you don't want to speed it up to a point where you put him in there, he's not ready. I love me some Tyrod, but man, all them throws he missed yesterday, just flat out missed throws. Mike, I mean, you got two beasts like Mike Williams and Keenan, and you just and you got Hunter Henry tight end, and you just missing like that. Yeah.
What'd you think of those Chargers jerseys, by the way? The debut of the loud
I'm still trying to
yellow.
Wrap my head around it. They okay. It's maybe loud. The pants just too yellow for me. Maybe that's it.
That's very
maybe
yellow.
That's it. Yeah, they just yellow. Too yellow. Yeah, I don't know. I was looking. I'm like, I like them.
Yeah, I like them because they're Chargers jerseys. The Chargers jerseys are cool. It's a great design. But, yeah, I'm with you. I thought that yellow was a little bit loud yesterday.
Yeah.
And then one that no one saw coming, the Jaguars beat the Colts. Gardner mentioned 19 of 20, three touchdowns. Says we're just getting started. Phillip Rivers with a bad interception late in the game. Didn't see that one happening. That's for sure.
Nobody saw that happen. So whatever, for all the people who are told, hey man, I did not see that happening. The Colts did not look good at all. The whole, I mean, they ran the ball okay, but I mean, they did not look good at all. Want to get one more thing? The Washington football team, Dwayne Haskins. Hey, one thing I noticed about that, he has grown up. You remember last year when I was on him being immature, dude? He has grown up. What a game for him yesterday! And that damn Washington D line. Give me a break. I know that that the Eagles were without three offensive linemen, three starters.
Eight sacks.
That D-line rotation.
Eight sacks. Damn.
Lord have mercy.
It's a Falcons Monday brought to you by Comcast. The phone lines are open. Coming up next, 404-741-0929. What bothered you the most yesterday from the Falcons? As simple as that. Any direction you want to take it. What was the most frustrating part of yesterday's game from a Falcons perspective? We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Just watch the game. When it mattered most and it was time to get points and get yards and get the ball down the field, Falcons had 12 points at the end of the third quarter. They scored a couple touchdowns in the fourth, but that's not good enough. And what's weird is in a game where you give up 38 points, like it seems like it would be natural to point at the defense and say, oh, the defense was a disaster. They were a problem. I'm almost just as inclined to point at the offense and say, well, where were you in the first three quarters of the game? Where were you when you're getting in the red zone, not punching it into the end zone? Todd Gurley said it perfectly after the game. We need to score 100% of the time when we get into the red zone.
Yes.
But 80% of them need to be touchdowns.
Correct.
Like, we can't be getting sacked on fourth down, but we can't be kicking field goals half the time either.
You can't kick field goals when they're scoring touchdowns. You don't win. Absolutely correct.
And that's a big part of what yesterday was. When the Seahawks had their opportunities to score, they scored touchdowns. The Falcons, especially early in the game, either turned it over on downs, which was frustrating, or kicked field goals, and that's how you get behind, and then you have to throw the ball all day. Let's get back out to the phone lines here. Randy is in Mableton. What's up, Randy?
What up, Randy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Man, at one point yesterday, we was down 14-3. I forget what quarter it was because of the Boston, but at one point, we was down 14-3. Well behind the 20-yard line. First down, second down, third down. He threw like a 6-yard pass. Well short of the first down. Throw the ball past the first down marker. Give two number one receivers a sporting chance. My God. I've been the biggest Matt Ryan defender of anybody. But a group of his peers left him off the top of 100. They know what they respect. They know what they fear. A group of his peers left him off the top 100 for a reason. 2021, Justin Fields, there be in. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Randy. Thanks, Randy. Appreciate the call. I think, is he talking about the Hayden Hurst one?
I think, yeah. I mean, there's a couple different times.
About
when, certainly
when
the
Hayden
one
called,
where right before
yeah,
they went called, for the fake punt, yeah.
That crossing route. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm with you right there. You want to go past the sticks, but how do you know what was past the sticks? Were they covered? You know, I think a lot of times when you see that, I thought a lot of times on third down that the whole player, he was forcing Matt Ryan to chunk the ball down. They were playing off coverage sometimes. So, and as far as the player 100, I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, I don't think that his peers don't think Matt Ryan's a good quarterback because I think most of them do. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, look, if the Falcons go to the playoffs, Matt Ryan makes the top 100. When they don't, Matt Ryan doesn't make the top 100. That's been pretty consistent. Whether or not his peers respect him, I don't think had a lot to do with yesterday. But I do understand the frustration of not getting to the sticks on third down. That's something
we talked
a lot about last year with Austin Hooper. Remember, not just last year, the last couple of seasons with Austin Hooper.
Right.
Is why are you running a 5-yard route on third and seven?
That pass right there, the one I think that Randy is talking about. If it's not, I'm sorry, Randy, but the one I was thinking about was the one to Hayden Hurst. Hayden was the third option in that. So a lot of times the levels of the play, dictate of how your depth is going to be on your route sometimes. So that's what it looks like, because I've ran plenty of those crosser routes on third downs, 36, and I'll catch it at 4 and I get the other two. So, I mean, that's sometimes because of the level of the play. But I'm with you, Randy. I mean, they need to push the ball down the field more, but they need to be able to execute that play. I'm telling you, if Matt hits Julio, if Matt does not get pressure in that A gap on that inside route that Julio ran, that double move, it's touchdown. Touchdown. You can't run a route better than Julio ran that damn route. It was perfect. Matt got to put the ball out there.
Yeah, absolutely right. And it's little stuff like that. when you're living on a razor thin line, like most teams are in the NFL, but the Falcons absolutely are, it's those little plays that went for 45 yards that should have gone for 6. It's a play that ends up being an incompletion that could have been a first down. And Matt made a couple bad throws yesterday. There's no doubt about it. I mean, on that final drive, Matt Ryan's got Calvin Ridley open and he overthrows him, or throws it inside and almost gets it intercepted. Like, it's a lot of little stuff that adds up to getting beat. And unfortunately, that's what happened again yesterday for the Falcons. We'll get the phone lines open again in the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks everybody for calling in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.